Oh my god, did you hear that?
That song right there was Soft Energy by Mermaidens, the brand new track. And on the other end of the line, we have Gussie from Mermaidens.
Yay!
How's it going?
Yes.
Hello. Love that reaction.
Much deserved, frankly.
Much deserved.
Yes. Honestly, don't know where to start with you guys, Mermaidens. Thank you firstly for coming onto the ear. How are you feeling this fine morning?
I'm feeling good.
That's good.
I'd be shook if you felt anything else. Yes, because today is a big day. Soft Energy. How are you feeling? Just about the whole release and everything.
Oh, it's great. Like, yeah, I've been doing all the, you know, making the YouTube link live and all that boring stuff that you have to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels great.
That's wonderful.
Do you
want to
tell
us
a little bit about the song Soft Energy? You know, what's about, what the vibe is, and because this is radio, unfortunately, we can't play the music video, but for the listeners, what's it like? Because, I mean, the visual is so pretty. The colours alone, oh, get into it.
Yeah, so this is the first of a bunch of new songs that we've recorded just over the past couple of months, kind of a start of lockdown, and then kind of finished up at the end of the year. We were working with Samuel Flynn Scott from the Phoenix Foundation kind of as a co-producer with for this song,
nice.
And that was really cool. We've kind of tried a lot of new things with our latest songs, just in terms of the kind of trimming a lot of the fat and dipping into the realms of pop a little bit more.
Fantastic.
Nice.
And you, I believe I'm correct in saying that you directed this music video as well. Congratulations for that. It's really cool. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What was kind of the, I guess, creative approach for the music video?
Well, the initial idea was to expand on the theme of softness. And I was thinking about a lot of soft textures. Kind of, I drew on inspiration from lots of Solange videos with, you know, these videos with these amazing kind of cushy, strange dresses / artworks. And so that was kind of the first idea, and I worked with my friend Ella Bates Hermans, who also made the amazing costumes in the Phoenix Foundation landline video.
Yes,
have you seen that, the big phone in the air? She's really, like, kind of has these big ideas and was the perfect person to work with. So there's a big clamshell in the video. Lots of sparkles, lots of ABBA vibes.
Totally. Getting me into my, like, San Junipero, 70s, 80s. I loved it. So, yes, thank you for the visuals. Fantastic.
Definitely.
Thanks.
We wanted to, I guess, ask as well, obviously, with COVID and everything. I know you guys recently, unfortunately, had a show that was meant to be in Palmerston North that did not get to happen. What's it like, I guess, trying to plan stuff like live shows and all that with this kind of level of uncertainty that COVID brings?
Yeah, it's pretty sketchy. I think I maybe have a bit of an advantage because my day job is I work for Banished Music, so my job has literally been rescheduling tours, like, since last year.
Gosh, I'm sure it's just
and
a continual.
And then before that, I was also working at Cuba Duca, I'm kind of, like, I feel well-versed in the area of crisis management for events. But yeah, I'm honestly still on a high from the fact that we got to do our festival in Wellington, Mermgrown, a couple of weekends ago. So it is a real bummer that we did have to cut the Palmerston North show. But hopefully we'll be able to come down to the South Island next week.
Yeah, oh, that's
we do hope so.
Exactly my next spiel about the fantastic Aotearoa tour. Honestly, Classless Blue Smoke, I just, all of my fingers are crossed. Every part of my body is crossed that you guys can come down. Dunedin, Oamaru, Auckland, Napier. Yeah, so it's going to be a good time for sure. I hope that it goes ahead. I'm sure that you guys do too.
Yeah,
gosh.
Definitely.
I've never been to Blue Smoke, so...
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yes.
That's fantastic. So I've seen lots of really fantastic acts there, and I'm sure you guys will you know, be perfect on the lineup. So, I guess, what is it like, I guess, going on tour? What type of energy do you guys like to bring to the on the road and to your shows?
Well, on the road, patience. And kindness to each other.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a great motive.
Yeah, I mean, my shows, like, I don't know. I like to dress up. I think that's a really important part of it.
Definitely.
We like to kind of put in effort and make sure like we've got a nice, cool light show. That it's a bit of an experience.
Nice.
For sure.
Yes. A show with a soft energy, some might say.
But loud.
But yes. Loud. Yeah, I wanted to ask as well. I was watching before your Nostalgia Festival performance from, I believe, 2020, that was on the RDU stage. So I was watching that one this morning, and you guys really did have that, you know, just like you said, you got cool outfits, you know, good energy. It's all fantastic. Do you have any ways that you kind of psych yourself up for shows? You bring this quite like powerful energy to the stage. That's really cool to see. Is that just kind of come naturally? Or do you guys, you know, do a 17-minute prayer circle or something, you know?
We have quite a funny ritual, which is called a body slap. And you basically just get slapped all over your body.
Wow.
By other band members.
Oh, my God.
And really just pumps you up.
I can imagine.
I'm sure.
I can imagine.
Get the blood rushing. Ooh. Anyways, what does 2021 have in store for Mermaidens? What can we expect in the future?
Well, it's quite hard to plan, isn't it? I've kind of learned that. But we have a whole lot of new songs that we are still kind of deciding what we're going to do with them.
Yeah.
So finish the songs and then see if we've got the headspace to, like, do a full album or whether we just, like, smash out some singles.
Yeah. Exactly. Got to play it by ear. That's the 2021 motto, I feel.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Mermaidens, thank you so much for coming onto the show this morning. Do you have any final words of wisdom you would like to impart on our young grasshopper listeners?
Buy a ticket to the show next week.
Yes. That's the best piece of advice we could get.
Yes.
Everyone can go and listen to Soft Energy right now. I would definitely recommend watching the video as well. Directed by Gussie with some fantastic art design by Ella Bates Hermans. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Awesome. Cool. See ya.
Bye.
Hell yeah.